This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a story out last week about how Facebook knows when you've typed something in an update, but then delete it before you hit enter. Apparently, they're not so much interested in what you were going to post, but rather why you've deleted it. Anyway, as unsettling as that is, the same thing happens all the time in cyber retail. You consider buying something, a camera, a coat, a flight, whatever, and then wherever you wander in cyberspace, the product, or ads for it anyway, follows you. Retargeting is what that's called. It's been a nuisance for a good long while now, but what with Twitter getting into the game earlier this month and the holiday ad blitz upon us, commentator Beth Tytel feels like she's being stalked by consumer goods.
You know that great Motown song by Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Nowhere to Run? That's me. But it's not heartbreak I'm running from. It's a pair of beige patent leather slingbacks, size 9. Wherever I go online, there they are, like an old boyfriend begging for a second chance. The same pair of shoes has been dogging me for more than 7 months. Look, I'm not trying to act like an innocent in all this. I know that consumers are more likely to purchase something they've shown an interest in than a random item. And I admit that in the period leading up to my son's bar mitzvah, I did taunt Amazon, Neiman Marcus, and Nordstrom by looking at those shoes obsessively, and that I did, in fact, finally purchase them on May 17th. You know how everyone always complains that the marketers know too much about us? I'm thinking maybe they know too little. If the shoe cabal had more insight, they would not only know that I returned the shoes, the price and the heels were too high, but that my big event has passed. If I didn't splurge then, I never will. It's over. I know that with some work, I could slip this shoe tail. I could disable my cookies or get myself on a do not track list. But do I really have to spend my time fighting off the very retailers who are trying to win my heart, or at least my cash? Apparently, yes. The other day, after yet another ad for those same Annie Lou tulip shoes greeted me, I gathered my loved ones and said my goodbyes. I'm entering the witness protection program. I'll be issued a new shipping address, password, and favorite pet's name. And this time around, I won't accept cookies from strangers.
Beth Tytel is a reporter at the Boston Globe. Her most recent book is called Drinking Problems at the Fountain of Youth.